Alistair Burns here with White Rock head coach Jason Rogers after the Whalers rally. After Delta scored with 10 seconds left in the third, went 4-3 in double overtime. Coach, what was the mood like on the bench and into the first overtime as the Whalers did give up a 3-1 lead?
Yeah, I mean, a 5-on-3 power play, and power plays at that point were 6-1, so I'll leave that alone. You know, we were in that same situation in North Vancouver, right? We were up 3-1, and they came back, clawed back. They had a lot of energy, and then we were the better team and found a way to score in overtime. Just drawing that experience. I mean, we're a mature group, so sometimes you don't need to get into too much detail. More about preparation, and they're already there, so they understand.
There were moments in this game where Delta was able to employ their three-man hyper-forecheck very effectively. There were also good times for the Whalers, especially when Travis Smyth scored shorthanded. Yeah. What can you tell me about how he's evolved into quite the elite penalty killer?
I said it from day one. Travis made this team out of nowhere based on his work ethic and compete level, and he's got a he wants to learn, he wants to improve. So he accepted this role early on. He's embraced it, and he's been excellent at it. And it's gravy anytime that a guy, I think, had 0 goals during the year. He's got already had 1 in the playoffs to get a shorty. At that time, it's just huge, and it just lifts everybody up.
What do you say to this team afterwards, especially as you go into Game 2, now up 1-0 in the series?
Yeah, our goal was to win the first one at home. So now you're going into Delta Monday, Tuesday, back-to-back. We'll practice tomorrow, be rested, and ideally aim for the split. And that's the goal right now on the two on the road.